Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you're there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today we're diving into the topic of choosing senior-friendly smartphones. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to discuss the importance of choosing the right smartphone for seniors.
Let's get started. Wayne, why is it essential for listeners to choose a smartphone that's tailored to their needs? And what are some factors they should consider?
For users to choose a smartphone that's tailored to their needs to ensure they can fully benefit from the device features and functions while minimizing potential challenges or frustrations. Some factors users should consider when choosing a smartphone include ease of use. Users should prioritize smartphones with user-friendly interfaces, intuitive navigation, and accessible features such as large icons, clear fonts, and simple menus to facilitate ease of use and enhance usability. Accessibility features. Look for smartphones that offer a range of accessibility features and settings such as text-to-speech, voice commands, magnification, and adjustable font size to accommodate listeners with varying abilities and preferences. Durability and build quality. Choose smartphones with durable construction, robust materials, and ergonomic designs that can withstand everyday use. Accidental drops, and environmental factors while remaining comfortable to hold and operate. Battery life. Consider smartphones with long-lasting battery life, efficient power management, and fast charging capabilities to ensure listeners can stay connected, entertained, and productive throughout the day without worrying about frequent recharging. Camera quality. Pay attention to the camera quality, resolution, and features of the smartphones, as users may value the ability to capture and share photos, videos, and memories with family and friends, especially if they have limited mobility or travel opportunities.
These factors are essential for listeners to consider when selecting a smartphone that suits their needs and preferences. How can listeners go about finding the right smartphone for them?
Users can find the right smartphone for them by following these steps. Researching options. Research different smartphones available in the market, read reviews, compare specifications, and visit local retailers to explore and test different models in person and to find the one that meets their needs and preferences. Consulting with experts. Seek advice and recommendation from family members, friends, or technology experts who have experience with smartphones or assistive technology and can provide guidance based on listeners' specific requirements and preferences. Trying out demos. Take advantage of smartphone demos, trials, or learner programs offered by retailers, carriers, or manufacturers to test drive different models and evaluate their performance, features, and usability firsthand before making a purchase decision. Considering budget. Determine a budget or price range for purchasing a smartphone and consider options or consider factions such as upfront costs, ongoing expenses for service plans or data packages, and potential discounts or promotions available for users. Seek assistance. Don't hesitate to ask for assistance from sales representatives, customer service agents, or support staff at retail stores or online platforms who can provide guidance, answer questions, and offer personalized recommendations based on listeners' needs and preferences.
Thank you for outlining those steps, Wayne. Why are essential apps important for listeners, and what are some examples they should consider?
Essential apps plays a vital role in helping users manage their daily tasks, stay connected with loved ones, and access information and services conveniently. Some examples of essential apps for listeners include communication apps. Listeners can stay connected with family and friends and caregivers through communication apps such as messaging apps. Apps like WhatsApp, Messenger, or Telegram offer users to send text messages, photos, and videos to stay in touch with loved ones in real time. Video calling apps. Apps like Skype, Zoom, or FaceTime enable users to make video calls and have face-to-face conversation with family members or friends, even if they're far away. Health and wellness apps. Users can monitor their health, track medication, and access useful resources through health and wellness apps. Medication reminder apps. Apps like Medicaid or My Therapy helps listeners manage their medications by sending reminders, tracking dosage, and providing pill identification and interaction text. Fitness and exercise apps. Apps like MyFitnessPal, Fitbit, or Strava offer users personalized workout routines, activity tracking, and progress monitoring to stay active and maintain their health and fitness levels. Entertainment apps. Users can enjoy entertainment, leisure, and cultural experiences through entertainment apps such as streaming apps, apps like Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, which provide listeners with access to vast libraries of movies, television shows, and documentaries to watch on demand. Reading apps. Apps like Kindle, Audible, or Libby offer listeners access to digital books, audiobooks, and ebooks from their favorite authors, genres, or publishers. Productivity apps. Users can manage their tasks, organize their schedule, and stay productive with productivity apps such as calendar apps, apps like Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, or Microsoft Outlook help listeners schedule appointments, set reminders, and manage events and tasks effectively. Note-taking apps. Apps like Evernote, OneNote, or Google Keep allow users to capture ideas, correct to-do lists, create to-do lists, and organize notes, documents, and photos in a digital format.
These apps can indeed enhance listeners' daily lives by providing convenience and accessibility. How can listeners ensure they're making the most of these essential apps?
Users can make the most out of essential apps by following these tips. Explore the features. Take the time to explore and familiarize yourself with the features, functionalities, and settings of essential apps to understand how they work and how they can benefit your daily life. Customize preferences. Customize app settings, preferences, and notifications according to your personal preferences, needs, and habits to optimize usability and efficiency. Seek support. Don't hesitate to seek support or assistance from family members, friends, or tech-savvy individuals who can provide guidance, tips, and troubleshooting assistance for using essential apps effectively. Stay updated. Keep essential apps up to date with the latest versions, updates, and bug fixes provided by developers to ensure optimal performance, reliability, and security. Share experiences. Share your experiences, recommendations, and tips for using essential apps with other listeners, caregivers, or community members to help them make informed decisions and maximize the benefits of technology.
Thank you for those valuable tips. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It's been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Gray Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.